Welcome to tonight's Saturday Night Special, episode 43, where I talk about why successful people seek out coaches.
I'm Paul Son from Kara. I challenge you to discover your true identity and calling so you can be empowered to live every day to the fullest. One way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend Scott Mader.
So why do successful people seek out coaches? They look at themselves and they recognize that they're part of the problem. And they take ownership of that and decide they want to make a change, but they can't do it alone. They've been trying and trying and trying, but it just doesn't work. Or they want to make that move faster and with more clarity than they can do alone.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In tonight's Saturday Night Special, I talk with you about why successful people seek out coaches. What is a coach when it comes to having one for your personal time, for your personal finances, and what I do as a stewardship coach? You know, one area that a lot of folks need some help with is around the area of productivity. Getting not just more things done, but actually getting the right things done can be really, really tough. I've got a course called Productivity for Your Passion that's designed to help you do this and then to hold you accountable and walk with you so that you can tailor productivity not just to be getting more done, but actually getting the right things done. What's more, we take the approach of looking at your personality and how you actually look at things in the world and tailor the productivity system to your personality. Because the truth is, a lot of the systems that are out there are written really well for somebody with a particular personality type, but if you have a different approach to things, they just don't work. But there's tools and techniques and approaches that you can take that will work for anyone. And we help you do that in Productivity for Your Passion. Check it out over at inspiredstewardship.com/launch. Let's talk a little bit about coaching and why successful people actually look for opportunities for coaching. And first, let me kind of back up a little bit. Let's talk about what coaching really is. You know, I use a definition, and it's a little different than some other people, but I'll cover it here, where I think about coaching and consulting and all of these different things as sort of on a continuum, a line, let's say. And all the way at one end is what I would call pure consulting. And all the way at the other end is what I would call pure coaching. And in between the two, there's a lot of different little areas or cells or approaches that you'll see different people take. The interesting thing is that a lot of times everything along that continuum, all the way from the consulting end to the coaching end, will be called coaching. So the truth is, if you're seeking out a coach, you need to ask them how they define it, what their approach is. And it's going to have different approaches and different techniques depending on the kind of coaching that you're looking for. Let me give you an example here. So consulting, in my mind, is when you have a specific solution for a specific problem. If you're looking for somebody to increase your social media engagement, get more people commenting and acting on your social media, then you want to look for a consultant who specializes in social media engagement. And they'll have their own set of techniques and processes. They'll have something that they'll have you do and that they'll do. And at the end of it, you can actually say, yes, social media engagement has increased or it has not. And you've kind of hired an expert. That there's nothing wrong with this, by the way. It's not that consulting is bad and coaching is good. It's that's a particular approach. And it works well on things where there is a very measurable outcome. It works well on things where there's a very specific and defined problem. And it works well on things where there is a specific defined process that can be used. But see, there's other things that happen in our lives. There's other concerns, there's other problems, there's other discussions. If, for instance, you are looking for something that doesn't necessarily have a ready-made solution, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution, or there isn't a defined process. Yes, there could be techniques, there could be different lessons or activities that you do, but the truth is they probably need to be tailored somewhat for just who you are and how you're wired. Then you're going to want to move away from that pure consulting and down the continuum towards pure coaching. So let's talk about what the other end looks like, pure coaching. This is the coaching model that I see used with a lot of success, where the goal of the coaching model is not to tell you what to do, but instead to draw out of you the information and the solutions that are within you, to ask you questions, to challenge your thinking, to help you and hold you accountable to implementation, but to not actually do it for you and to not really propose specific solutions for you even, but rather to ask questions that challenge your thinking and move you out of complacency, out of being stuck, and help you make a change. Oftentimes, you will hear about life coaching or career coaching as being this sort of pure coaching technique. You know, my coach asked me great questions. And again, this isn't a good thing or a bad thing. It has its place. It has its purpose. As a successful person, if you recognize that you're not looking for a ready-made solution, you're not looking for a solution off the shelf, you're not looking for others to change, you're not looking for others to implement the work and do the hard work, but rather you're stuck and the solution might lie inside of you, might lie outside of you, but you're just not getting there by yourself. You're not able to wrap your head around the problem. You need some degree of accountability. You need somebody to push you and challenge your thinking. Then pure coaching is often what you want. And then sometimes there's activities where it falls between these two extremes. An example is financial coaching. And the reason why I use that as an example is if all you did was pure coaching with financial coaching, people will make progress. They'll make tremendous progress. But oftentimes they also need some consulting type things. They need the injection of some specific tools or techniques that are tailored for them, but that help them move the needle. They need some head knowledge as well as some heart knowledge. And so you end up having to do kind of a bounce between the two. And often whenever I'm doing this, I'll tell people I'm moving out of the coaching mode right now. This is more of a consulting role. I'm going to inject a tool or a technique into your life. And so when I'm a financial coach, I wear both hats. I do pure coaching and I do coaching that is more directive. It works to help move people quicker than they would before, because there is some tools and some techniques that they can apply that, yes, they may have to be tailored to them, but at the end of the day, the concept, for instance, a budget, is the same concept. How you do it may be different, but what it is the same. And usually, here's the funny thing, the head knowledge part, the consulting part, tends to be a much lower percentage of the time than the questioning and the heart knowledge part. See, a lot of times, the real valuable thing is actually helping the person draw solutions out of themselves, helping them have accountability around the idea that if I keep doing what I've been doing, I'm going to keep getting what I've been getting. If I don't make a change and take control of my life, then I'm going to keep being stuck right here where I am. It's helping people have that I've had it moment, but then actually make positive movements in a good direction. And guess who gets to define what good is in that sentence? The client, not the coach. In other words, whenever I'm looking and working with someone's budget, it's not up to me to tell them, hey, you should cut cable. My job is to help them see the reality of their situation and ask them challenging questions. Is this expense moving you towards your goals? Is it in alignment with your values? And if the answer is yes, then keep it in the budget. But if the answer is no, then cut it out. And it's a personal decision. It's not about the actual money. It's not about the budget. It's about the why. It's about the priorities. It's about your values. It's about how you think. And as a stewardship coach, that's what I do. I help people get good thinking, specifically around three areas. I'm going to take a look at your time. How are you using your time? Are you getting the things done that you want to get done? Are you being as productive as you want to be? Are you looking up frustrated every day? Then we've got tools and techniques that can help you get that in alignment. And then I look at your treasures, your finances. Again, same thing. Is your money in alignment with your values? Are you looking up at the end of the year and going, I don't know where my money went. I have no clue what happened. And I am making way too much money to be this broke. Then financial coaching is a good thing. And by the way, these two areas oftentimes get connected for my clients, and we do a little of both. And then the third area is talent. I like to look at how people are wired and help them understand how they communicate with others, how they communicate with themselves, what their self-talk is, what their language and thinking is, and help them reprogram that so that they begin to do things in a way that is much more effective. So why do successful people seek out coaches? They look at themselves and they recognize that they're part of the problem. And they take ownership of that and decide they want to make a change, but they can't do it alone. They've been trying and trying and trying, but it just doesn't work. Or they want to make that move faster and with more clarity than they can do alone. Then they'll seek out a coach. They'll make that change and they'll apply this logic to themselves so that they can really take control of their life and do what they always wanted to do, what they're called to do. This is what I do as a stewardship coach. And I hope that these podcasts, or if you come to me for coaching, that we can work together to help you master your time, master your talent, master your treasures, and do what you are called to do. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word. iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.